ABC Radio Australia.
Let's go to Solomon Islands again. Now, as we mentioned before, Honiara is in lockdown with roads into Honiara blocked and markets closed. One of the biggest challenges for city residents now is access to fresh fruits and vegetables. As Honiara enters its second day of lockdown, one business is providing much-needed food deliveries. It's getting orders from as far as Australia for family members confined to their homes. William Yates is the Managing Director of Soul Fresh Products and joins me on the line from Honiara. Good morning, William.
Good morning.
So, William, can you tell me why you started this initiative to provide groceries and fresh food to homes?
So, yeah, the idea popped up when we were heading towards the lockdown, knowing that a lot of families, when the lockdown commences, will have nothing or possibly no food to help them survive for the next 4 days. As you all know, Solomon Islanders, we have been really struggling lately with everything that has been going on. COVID has been here for the past 2 years, and the recent riots and looting. So families have been left without work, meaning daily survival in income has been slashed and reduced. So when you're heading to a certain period such as the lockdown, not many will have enough to sustain their family for the couple of days.
And you know, as you mentioned, there are COVID-19 cases in the community. Has it been difficult for you and your staff to deliver these groceries safely and make sure that you know, you're reducing the risk of transmission?
It has been very challenging concerning safety-wise, but as far as my team has been concerned, we just follow every single guideline that the Ministry of Health of Solomon Islands strictly puts in place. I think it'll be just fine. Most to all of our deliveries, we have been very, very careful with it, distance-wise from our customers. So, yeah, it's a bit tricky because we don't really know how does one get infected from another. So, yeah.
Yes, I guess maintaining those measures like keeping your distance and washing hands, making sure you wear masks is all very important. Now, have you been speaking to the people that you're delivering the groceries to? I know you mentioned before that some people have gone through the difficulties of the riots and now this lockdown as well. Have you heard about, you know, the difficulties, how hard this lockdown has been for people, particularly when it comes to accessing fresh fruits and vegetables?
Yeah, there have been very, very touchful testimonies from customers that I have reached out to. There was a single mother who is currently seasonal walking in Australia. She has a son living here in Solomon with the family members. She was finding a hard time, you know, being as the mother. It's very difficult to leave your child and then to go far. And then especially when you have a certain lockdown like this, panic and confusion. She was really, really in a state of like, she just don't know what to do. But gladly we stepped in and then assured her, lockdown is going to be challenging for you as a mother, both physically and emotionally, but we guarantee you that we will get it done. We will get all supplies to your children in time before the lockdown.
Oh,
and so we did.
Yes, that is such a touching story, and I can imagine that families who are separated at this time must be worried about their loved ones back home. Has there been a big demand for your service? Do you think you'd even continue once lockdown ends?
The way I see it, because people have it every day. And with the amount of response that I've been receiving through my social media account, it's just too massive. Eh? I just wish all the other agri businesses within Solomon could also lend a helping hand and work to together to help solve this. Because if we're not very careful, there will soon be a shortage food crisis within the nation's capital itself.
Oh dear, a food crisis, and that is worrying. With that, are you worried that the COVID-19 outbreak in Honiara will come under control? Are you optimistic, or are you gearing up for the long haul?
I am gearing up for the long haul. I have to say, I have reached out to all our all other smallhold farmers in the rural sector around Honiara to just be ready, because COVID is here to stay. That's one thing for sure. And as long as if it's here to stay, you expect more lockdowns, and just be prepared to feed people. It will be very challenging, but together we can.
Together we can. That's a good message there. William Yates, thank you so much for joining me from Honiara.
You're welcome. Welcome. My pleasure.
That was William Yates joining me from Honiara. He's a business owner providing much-needed food deliveries.